This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Members of the Transport Workers of America held a massive demonstration in Times Square, New York, to protest American Airlines' outsourcing of U.S. jobs. Graduate students at the University of Chicago voted 3-1 in a two-day election to be represented by the Graduate Students Union, an affiliate of the American Federation of Teachers. Prosecutors in Sao Paulo, Brazil's largest city, have opened an inquiry into a controversial plan to feed poor citizens and schoolchildren with a flour made out of food close to its sell-by date that critics have described as human pet food. When the actress Alyssa Milano tweeted, "If you've been sexually harassed or assaulted, write Me Too," as a reply to this tweet, within minutes the hashtag Me Too was all over Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, over 500,000 times on Twitter and 12 million times on Facebook in the first 24 hours alone. And the deluge shows no sign of slowing. The numbers keep ticking up as women tell the stories of men who use their power to overwhelm or coerce them. Promising change and a fair deal for marginalized New Zealanders, Jacinda Ardern invigorated progressive and young voters and reversed the fortunes of the Labour Party. Its woeful position, around 24% in the polls, helped force out the previous leader, Andrew Little. But Ardern led the party to a respectable 36.9% in the election in September, and at 37 years old, becomes the youngest prime minister in over 100 years. For 7 months, just over 1,000 Washington, D.C. police officers were randomly assigned cameras, and another 1,000 were not. Researchers tracked use of force incidents, civilian complaints, charging decisions, and other outcomes to see if the cameras changed behavior. Officers with cameras used force and faced civilian complaints at about the same rates as officers without cameras. Daily demonstrations in St. Louis over police brutality are having an effect. The protests have forced the city to pay more than $3 million in police overtime and have led to lost revenue after a couple of major concerts were canceled. Demonstrations, or even just the fear of them, have prompted grocery stores and malls to temporarily close. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.